Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
My dad used to say this single, what I really don't like is the puppet president that clearly stole the election, Joe Biden, who couldn't get 50 people to a rally and hid in the basement during the campaign.
Leaks have come out that he plans to tap, quote, an expansive stable of friends and allies to go where he can't, say what he won't, and be what he'll never be. This according to NBC News. Is this a new version of campaigning from the basement?
The campaign from the basement is the right analogy. You had an excuse to do that in 2020 because of COVID. You can't campaign by service, especially in some of these smaller swing states. Those are folks who want to see the candidate in person, shake the hands, look him in the eye.
And now he's come out in the last few days and spoken against the Second Amendment.
And above all, we all agree, we are not finished. We are not finished. It made it harder for people to buy stabilized braces. Put a pistol on a brace, it turns into a gun. Makes it more, you can have a higher caliber weapon, a higher caliber bullet coming out of that gun.
And for those that are not gun owners or don't know basic stuff, a gun brace does not make a higher caliber go out the barrel. You can only shoot the caliber in a gun that the barrel's made for, or it'll blow up on you. So that's just, it's just made up there, and well, everything else he says is a lie, too.
And in most cities down in Philadelphia and New York, areas I know well, like up here, you see a truck pull up. Pull to the curb and selling weapons.
Of course, the only time we've seen trucks pull up and hand guns out is Fast and Furious and Eric Holder and the Obama Justice Department. That got confirmed. So I guess there are trucks pulling up, handing out guns in Mexico from the ATF so they can trace back to the U.S. so they can blame the Second Amendment.
You're saying internally, have you pulled all that information?
We've looked at 240 custodians, we've processed millions of electronic records, and we've reviewed over 140,000 documents and produced 7,600.
Look, I don't want to hear about the 7,600.
Chairman, I would beg to allow...
The lady is out of order. Would the lady please...
Mr. Chairman, parliamentary inquiry. Excuse me, Mr. Chairman.
In late 2009, ATF agents in Phoenix noticed a flurry of gun purchases in the United States by suspected traffickers from Mexican drug cartels, including giant 50-caliber rifles. But instead of stopping the weapons, agents say their superiors ordered them to let the guns cross the border. It's called gun walking. To see where they ended up and see if they would lead to a major drug cartel leader. Agents videotaped suspected dealers from Mexican drug cartels buying weapons. The case grew to include thousands of weapons. Then in December 2010, two Fast and Furious rifles turned up at the murder of a Border Patrol agent in Arizona, Brian Terry.
But not to be outdone, here he is with a Fetterman. Fetterman introducing him.
I'm standing next to the president again, next to a collapsed bridge here. And he is here to commit to work with the governor and the delegation to make sure that we get this fixed quick, fast as well, too. This is a president that is committed to infrastructure.
It's getting so insane that I don't know what to even say at this point.
When this administration took office in January 2021, we were briefed on a number of sensitive efforts by Beijing around the world. Based on the information we have, the PRC conducted an upgrade of its intelligence collection facilities in Cuba in 2019.
About this base now in Cuba, and you're saying it goes back much farther than 2019. How long back does this go?
Well, Secretary of State Blinken and White House Press Secretary were not incorrect in stating that this goes back to a previous administration. But it was the Obama administration when this particular signals intelligence base was operative. 2016 is when this started. A lot more has been added to it since. So in 2019, there was more money and more equipment placed in the facility. This is it's a deep, ugly story, Justin.
So the globalists have done this to put these puppets in, so they get all the blame. All the actual controllers are in the background, deindustrializing society, consolidating control.
If we are to be successful, CBDCs could not be fragmented national propositions. To have transactions more efficient and fairer, we need systems that connect countries. In other words, we need interoperability. And for this reason, at the IMF, we are working hard on the concept of a global CBDC platform.
We have three original, one-of-a-kind toothpaste, designed by my father, a dentist, at InfoWarsStore.com that don't have fillers, that are filled with high-quality essential oils and more. We have the turmeric toothpaste, we have the ultimate tooth whitening acrylic calcium toothpaste, and we have the amazing activated charcoal toothpaste, again, with a whole bunch of key essential oils that are so good, not just for your teeth and your gums, but your whole mouth, your throat, and more. These are really game-changing toothpaste. They're very, very strong. Most over-the-counter toothpaste have fluoride. Ours don't. And it doesn't have fillers in it. It is just chock full of incredible things that God gave us through Mother Nature. So, it's now back in stock. It became a bestseller. The turmeric toothpaste is available again at InfoWarsStore.com. We're selling out of the tooth whitening toothpaste. We've got some of that left. And we also have some of the amazing activated charcoal toothpaste in stock, but it's running out as well. So, all three toothpaste in stock for a limited time, InfoWarsStore.com.
Be on Patrick Ben David's podcast on Saturday and more. And I will be hosting the full show tomorrow and Friday out of the incredible studios of Pastor Rodney Howard Brown. He's got all these incredible satellite uplinks. He's on DirecTV, Dish Network, cable television around the country, millions of viewers a day. Really looking forward to that. The guy is an absolute gentleman. I've known him for over 14, 15 years, but I've been a big fan that long as well. But we've hung out some in person before, but I just get a chance to meet his wife and his family. It's just been incredible. What amazing people here in the Tampa Bay area. Been mobbed by listeners just since I got here yesterday afternoon, everywhere we've gone. So it's been really great to see how white people are here on the west coast of Florida. We got Tucker just an hour and a half south of us as well, obviously, in Boca Grande, and so many other patriots here in this area. There's not many other concentrations like this, quite frankly, in the nation. Very proud of Texas, and I love my home state, but it's come California in many areas. The east coast of Florida is overrun by globalists as well, so no state is safe, no town is safe, nobody's safe, while the scourge of the leftist brain rot continues to expand. But for every action, there's equal and opposite reaction. All of us are the reaction to this tyranny. Okay. Look, I'm sick of the Hunter Biden stuff. We know the man is there to demoralize us. He's a total crackhead, a pedophile like his father. And we know that he comes from an empty family that are servants of whoever will pay them off. Whether it's the globalists, the communist Chinese, they don't care. And we know that there's two sets of justice. There's the above-the-law situation that we have with the Bidens and all the rest of the minions of the New World Order. And there's people that are totally innocent, like Owen Schroyer, or Steve Bannon, or myself, or Donald Trump, who get persecuted. But that's because our country has been captured, and our country has spiritual, cultural, and economic cancer. And admitting that is half the battle towards moving forward, to be able to cut out that cancer. But never before have we seen such elitist privilege. There's a top trending thing on Twitter about Hunter Biden and white privilege. And it shows him there with a crack pipe or with a cigarette or there with a bunch of naked little kids. You know, they're blurred out. And it says, this is your white privilege. Well, it's elitist privilege. If you're the Democratic Party and your dad stole the presidency, I don't think it matters what color you are. You control the Justice Department the very people that would prosecute you and your son, you put them in charge, you are above the law. And that's exactly what is going on here right now. But I remember this clip from a few years ago during the 2020 campaign when the laptop first came out. The media said it was all fake. None of it was real. Of course, it was all real. And when the FBI was running around with the Department of Defense blocking people and surveilling people and fact-checking people to try to show the criminal activity, that there was those resurfaced videos. And there's actually hours of Joe Biden in the Senate and him at KKK members' birthday parties and praising Senator Byrd and the rest of it, calling black people animals, calling them super predators like Hillary did, saying that if black people get caught with cocaine, they would get 3 to 5 times the sentence of a white person with cocaine. And that was because back then crack was 90%, you know, something that was being mainly used by black people, because the CIA came up with the ingredients of how to do it and dumped it in there in the early 80s. And so here's the same CIA complex that on record ran MENA, Arkansas, the Democrat Party narcotics trafficking operation with the Bushes who were involved in it. It's a bipartisan system. Here he is saying if you get caught with a tiny piece of crack, you spend 5 years in jail. We'll play the clip in a moment, but I've noticed leftists have kind of created this paradox where they're always like, oh, Jones, we thought you were a Republican, but here you are in the 90s bashing the Bushes for war and narcotics trafficking. Oh, you used to be a liberal. Oh, look, here's videos of Jones in the 90s being against wars, but now he's a Republican. In fact, I never got to this yesterday, but there's a clip I'm going to play later in the hour. And this is just one of many where they dig up clips of me being anti-war or anti-surveillance or anti-police state or anti-government drug dealing and anti-huge sentences, you know, for just consuming drugs. I want to punish those that are actually shipping them in. And they go, look, Jones has changed who he is. No, I'm against war right now. And I'm against government shipping and drugs right now. And I'm against government stealing private property from old people, like the latest stuff they've showed. Oh, here's Jones in 96 showing an old man having his property taken for 3-inch grass. But then Jones goes and shows the health department giving him the $5,000 a week fines. And they got 3-foot grass. Oh, look, he used to be a liberal. No, it's the liberals that take people's property. It's the liberals that ban your gas-powered stoves. It's the liberals that turn off the pipelines. It's the liberals that want to euthanize the old people. It's the liberals that lock us in our houses and lockdowns. You're not liberals. You're authoritarian corporate bootlickers who don't care about your own rights and just go along with the system. And so they're like, oh, look, Jones is over here. He's anti-drug war. Well, he used to be a Democrat. But I've always been a freedom-oriented populist. And I don't like the Republican blue bloods. Trump was a beachhead against that. And an imperfect vessel at that. We got big news on him. Senator Paul has called him out rightfully on defending Fauci. But how does Paul do that when he got on the early man wagon with Warp Speed and has said that these vaccines work for some people? No, they don't. So Paul's only partly walked back, but he's doing better than Trump. But if he's going to sit up there and go up for Trump, which I think is good, then let's take Senator Paul, who I really respect and like, to the woodshed on this, because we need him to come out, not just against gain of function or not just against the Wuhan lab or where it came from, and that they block therapeutics and that mask hurt kids. That's all great. What about the shot being a fraud, Paul? But let's go ahead and go to a short clip of Biden saying throw people in jail for crack cocaine, mainly black folks. And then we'll cut to Biden's lawyer for Hunter saying he's not going to serve any jail time. Here it is.
If you have a piece of crack cocaine, no bigger than this quarter that I'm holding in my hand, $0.25, we passed a law through the leadership of Senator Thurman and myself and others, a law that says you're caught with that, you go to jail for 5 years. You get no probation, you get nothing other than 5 years in jail. Judge doesn't have a choice. Under our forfeiture statutes, you can, the government can, take everything you own. Everything from your car to your house, your bank account, not merely what they confiscate in terms of the dollars from the transaction that you just got caught engaging in. They can take everything. I don't care why they become a sociopath. We have an obligation to cordon them off from the rest of society. They are in jail.
away from my mother, your husband, our families. So I don't want to ask, what made them do this? They must be taken off the street.
Do you have an idea of what the conditions are going to be? Is he going to be on probation?
It's up to the court. My expectation, at least with regard to after that proceeding, is he'll be released without conditions. But, you know, what the ultimate disposition of the case is going to be up to the judge.
But the word is he will not serve any jail time. He'll be on probation. Illegally having guns, smoking crack cocaine, laying around in bed with a bunch of little girls naked. Liberal. It's trending. It's like the UN goes in and just slaughters thousands in a village and takes their property. New York Times even reports on it. Well, it's the UN. We just slaughter Africans. It's liberal. But if you had an ancestor maybe 200 years ago that had a black slave, well, you're guilty and you're going to pay reparations as a white. But when Biden's saying, I mean, those are even the worst clips, calling black men super predators. You've all seen the clips. And it just shows everything they claim they're fighting is what they are. So they have no moral authority to lecture any of us. We'll be right back. Please stay with us.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast?
We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Remember that Joe Biden has literally sold us out to the globalists, to the multinational corporations and the communist China, and that his son is on tape in the Hunter Biden laptop, not just these new recordings that the FBI admits they have, saying that he and his father took money from China and that they work for Chinese intelligence. And I've played that those clips many, many times, but you know what? Guys, find that particular one where he's whining about the head of Chinese intelligence that's his handler has been disappeared and the guy's worth billions of dollars and, you know, what do I do, daddy? These are the things that he was sending audio memos to his uncle and his dad about. So it's just flagrant, but it's just like Swalwell and Dianne Feinstein hired Chinese spies to work inside their offices at the highest levels. In the case of Feinstein, it was her booker, it was her producer, it was her manager that set her itinerary, that created her workflow. I mean, her traffic cop, her handler. And so we'll play some of the National Pulse coming up next segment, because they dug through the tens of thousands of pieces of material and found that clip and others. And this came out 3 years ago. And people forget them, and they don't even get to the incredible stuff. There's hundreds of these clips. I'll just play a few of them coming up. But here's Blinken, the Secretary of State, gets back from China after literally groveling to Xi Jinping and says, we do not believe Taiwan is independent and should not have independence. Now, U.S. policy has been, it's sovereign, independent, we will defend them of their attack. And Biden has said that because he's so senile, that's the old policy. He's like, oh, we'll attack if they hit Taiwan. That's what, they have a defense deal with them. They should be sovereign. Now, the administration said, no, the old senile guy's wrong, and publicly said, no, we are going to let you invade Taiwan. It is a green light for that, incredibly dangerous, and China's already trying to move into areas in and around the Spratly Islands, in and around all over the South China Sea. Tens of thousands of square miles are claiming part of Indonesia. They're claiming parts of islands off the coast of Japan up north. I mean, this is a power grab. In fact, if you pull up maps, guys, pull up maps of map of what China claims control of, jurisdiction of the South China Sea, and it's just red all the way past Japan to northern Russia, all the way down past Vietnam. I mean, this would be like if the United States declared jurisdiction of the Caribbean down to Brazil. I mean, it's just cuckoo land. It'd be like the U.S. declared half the Atlantic Ocean was, you know, 1,000 miles out, which is, this is ours. And by the way, we control the waters of Greenland, Iceland, and Scotland. You'd be like, what the hell are you talking about? I mean, that's what China's done. They've just declared the entire South China Sea. I mean, here's China, here's Japan, and then here's all, and then here's the Philippines. I mean, look at that. Good job finding it. I mean, that's as big as China or bigger, folks. So, total cuckoo land. And they say, well, 2,000 years ago, the Tian Dynasty declared the control of the, that's why it's called the China Sea. Well, the Gulf of Mexico is called the Gulf of Mexico, and Mexico never had a claim to it. But that's what the Spanish named it. So, no, does Mexico get the whole Gulf of Mexico, including? I mean, what if Mexico said, we control the waters of Florida? Everyone would laugh at that. But nope, this is what's going on. So that's how cuckoo this is. Cuckoo, cuckoo, cuckoo. But now, nope. Now, because they've got Biden by the short hairs, they are really rolling over. This is humiliation upon humiliation. While the U.S. military trains to take on gun owners and veterans and says we're the number one terror threat, it's populist. I mean, people keep saying, oh, will they declare martial law? Oh, we heard from secret agents. The feds are preparing for war with us. And it's all secret, double, triple. No, it's official U.S. government policy from June 2021 that the American people are the enemy and the government's occupied and that white people are inherently bad. If you criticize open borders, you're evil, or lockdowns, or forced shots, or anything that the globalists do. But it's all official. And Congress has debates about it. It's not even there. But then the liberty movement can't believe things are so bad that I was so right decades ago that they're just like, oh, well, it's speculation. You know, we're not sure yet. Oh, I talked to a double, triple Q agent and he told me this. And it's just always stays in the realm of speculation. And as long as we stay in the realm of speculation, say, oh, Chinese troops are coming in next week. They don't need to. We're going under a UN treaty. Our military works for the UN now. Go to the Texas border. The blue and green-haired leftists and the NGOs of the UN are in command of the military and the feds, publicly. There's no judiciary. Garland won't let them prosecute anybody. It's already gone. I don't say this to demoralize you. I say that so we recognize how much trouble we're in. So here is the Secretary of State running up the white flag on not just Taiwan, but the entire South China Sea. Here it is.
Taiwan, I reiterated the longstanding U.S. One China policy. That policy has not changed. It's guided by the Taiwan Relations Act, the three joint communiques, the six assurances. We do not support Taiwan independence. We remain opposed to any unilateral changes to the status quo by either side. We continue to expect the peaceful resolution of cross-strait differences.
Well, that was a bunch of spin. That is not business as usual. That's what the communist Chinese have wanted them to say for a long time. So, there we are. Now, we're going to go to break here in a few minutes. I really like Roseanne Barr. She really opened up when she was on the show a few months ago and said, look, I've always been a persona of the bad girl because I went through a lot when I was a little girl. I went through a lot of trauma. You heard what she said, but this is the real me. And she was very serious, very astute, very smart. And we love having her, you know, be a fellow Texan now. I don't know how she moved away from Hawaii. That was so beautiful. But she lives outside Austin. And she said, here's her seeing the more serious Roseanne Barr. And you hear her come out in this next tape we're going to play. It's only 5 minutes long. And explain that we've had a coup since Kennedy. Which is true. Not, oh, we're going to be magically saved by white hats and all this. She really gets it now. We have to admit how much trouble we're in. And that's how we're going to turn this around. We have to admit, though, that we've gone way down the rat hole here, and that's not a negative thing to admit how much trouble you're in. Oh, yeah, there's sealed indictments for all of us, not the criminals. Oh, there's FEMA camps, not for the globalists, but for us. Oh, people are getting taken away to be executed through the shots, not the patriots and secret scaffolding set up at the Capitol to hang the New World Order, and, oh, Biden will never be inaugurated on the 20th, all this stuff. The delusion is gone. All the well-meaning, smart patriots that cared and wanted to be optimistic and believed that there was cavalry coming. No, the cavalry is going to be Roseanne Barr and Ted Nugent and Tucker Carlson and Joe Rogan and Alex Jones and Sally Soccer Mom and Joe Sixpack. It's going to be you. Want to know who's going to change this? Like V says in V for Vendetta, look in the mirror. You are the answer. You are the resistance. Consumer toothpaste is back in stock. It's amazing. People love it. It's got concentrated essential oil. So good for your gums, so good for your mouth, and it supports your broadcast. It's back in stock. InfoWarsStore.com. We're selling out of the tooth whitening coral calcium toothpaste, and we did get more of it in, but it'll sell out about a month of the great activated charcoal with essential oil toothpaste as well. But ending this weekend, and it will end, folks, is 50% off on BrainForce Plus and BrainForce Ultra, or 40% off individually. And yes, we extended the sale on X3, but that's got to end this weekend. So good for your old body. X3, 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com.
Two of our best-selling nootropics, or brain boosters, are now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And for a limited time, they're 50% off when you get them together, or 40% off when you get them individually. Brain Force Plus and Brain Force Ultra. Two separate formulas. They both give you good, clean energy without the crash. One is a 4 to 6 hour good base of clean energy, again, with no hangover or letdown. And the other is a very special proprietary formula, that's Brain Force Ultra, that hits really, really quick. And I love it. wears off in 2 to 3 hours. So if I've got to work at night but don't want to stay up all night, I can take it and say 9 o'clock at night, got to stay up till midnight working, doing a radio interview or something, and boom, or writing an article or writing a book, and then I get 2-3 hours of energy, and then you go right to bed after it. BrainForce Ultra, BrainForce Plus, both 50% off by themselves or 40% off individually. A lot of people love these products. They've got 5-star reviews, but if you haven't tried them, you really should. 50% off, InfoWarsStore.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Again, thank you for joining us on this live Wednesday, the 21st day of June 2023. Transmission, I am your host, Alex Jones, and we are going over the big news and breaking developments in our world. Obviously, a lot of just crazy things going on. James O'Keefe got a corporate recruiter for BlackRock that is the front of the Rothschild, Rockefeller, British Empire combine, with over a quadrillion under their control, hundreds of trillions in, quote, actual assets, and it owns controlling interest in almost every major Fortune 5,000 company. I mean, it is just incredible. There's almost nothing of any size they don't control. And, of course, Larry Fink, the head of it, has famously said that they will control our behavior through the ESGs. They will control our behavior through the social credit scores. And here we are. And here they are in a video. We're going to play some of this coming up, start of the next hour. And they say, right there,
that war is good and that we control basically every country and every company. We buy out the politicians and we're taking the planet over. So you want to join our company to rule the earth. But, I mean, Larry Fink says that at Davos. He says the future's not human. We're taking over your body. And we're going to use money and control to engineer everything. You can't stop us. So, you know, it's like Hunter Biden's going to smoke crack and have sex with children and take money from the communist Chinese and just tell you go to hell. And so I want to explain something. The politicians want to be blackmailed. They want to go rape children. That's just the entry-level deal, okay, smoking crack and having sex with kids. It gets worse from there on out. But there it is. O'Keefe Media Group undercover footage. BlackRock recruiter admits they, quote, run the world and buy out politicians. But the FBI is not going to do anything about that because they all want to get revolving door jobs at BlackRock-affiliated companies. I mean, they all know. They're enthusiastic. And so people join the FBI now, and they join these other agencies, and they go, hey, do you want to just stay in basic accounting or, you know, in investigating low-level bank robberies or kidnappings, or do you want to make the big bucks and move up the chain and have a corporate revolving door? And they go, hey, what do I do? They go, all right, well, first we're going to go take drugs and have sex with hookers. Next, we're going to have sex with underage hookers, the 16. We're going to take the photos of you doing it. And then after that, it's having sex with kids. And then after that, it's murdering children. And, you know, that's, I mean, that's your government, folks. That's what they do. So when you hear about FBI just getting, you know, busted because the wife calls the police because they're at some gangbang orgy, and then the FBI is knocking his wife's teeth out, that's a low-level FBI agent. That's low-level knock the teeth out, okay? So, you know, I mean, that's when they put J. Edgar Hoover in, you know, at the first because he was, you know, a transvestite. They get blackmailing. So this has been going on for a long, 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 long time. But the corruption has ripened and ripened and ripened and ripened and ripened. And I got this information from Ted Gunderson, who was a senior FBI agent back when. He said they did corrupt things. They thought they were doing good. And back then it was about 60-40. White hats were 60%. Black hats were 40. But the black hats were mainly at the top. The top third. Now, folks, it's 90% black hat. And, I mean, we are in trouble. Every country ends up falling when the internal police, the federal police, the Praetorian Guard go bad. And we're here. So here is Roseanne Barr doing an excellent job laying out the fact that we've had a coup over this country, and they're using blackmail to control us. And that's a fact. Here it is.
I have to be really honest. It's not, there has never, it's never been allowed to have actual supply and demand. That's been hijacked by, you know, vampires.
Right.
As has our government. And, you know, our government was hijacked from the people. Everybody knows all that. And
do you think that, I guess what
our government was overthrown with the assassination of President Kennedy.
Yeah. Probably even before then. That's probably...
Well, they were working on it since they got the Federal Reserve in there when everybody was off for Christmas or some shit. They always do that.
Yeah.
Because when you look at this five-eye shit that Obama did with the fake FISAs and totally against the rule of law and everything that the United States Constitution guaranteed to each citizen, even if they're running for president of the United States, if they're a candidate, mm-hmm. to break every one of those laws with the five eyes, which are all in collusion with MI6, Great Britain. Great Britain's Mossad, and you know, Mossad, CIA, MI6, all of them are the same thing.
Yeah.
They just spy on everybody.
And then videotape.
And make sure that all the people they're blackmailing are staying in line and trying to win the Emmy.
Yeah.
In Congress. But
That's
we want to let go of all of them. We're Americans.
America first.
We're Americans. We don't want none of this shit. We don't want no part in their wars, in their slavery, their systems of debt, none of it. It's gone and it's over. People just don't realize it yet, but it's coming.
What you're saying is that you are declaring our independence as Americans from the globalist, Soros-funded, Epstein child trafficking.
MI6.
We are declaring...
slavery, system of debt slavery.
Yeah.
Human trafficking, organ trafficking.
Fascist,
Nazi, everything totalitarian, enemies of free speech and sexy old Jewish women speaking their mind. 67 years ago, our fathers brought forth on this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all humans are created equal. That's what this country is founded on, unlike any other country ever before it.
Yes, ma'am.
Now we are engaged in a great civil war, testing whether that nation or any nation so conceived and so dedicated can long endure. We are met on a great battlefield of that war. We've come to dedicate a portion of that field as a final resting place for those who here gave their lives that that nation might live. It's altogether fitting and proper that we should do this. But in a larger sense, we cannot dedicate, we cannot concentrate, consecrate, we cannot hallow this ground. The brave men, living and dead, who struggled here, they have consecrated it, far above our poor power to add or to detract. The world will little note nor long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here. It is for us, the living, rather, to be dedicated here to the unfinished work which they who fought here have thus far so nobly advanced. It is rather for us to be here dedicated to the great task remaining before us, that from these honored dead, we take increased devotion to that cause for which they gave the last full measure of devotion, that we here highly resolve that these dead shall not have died in vain, that this nation under God shall have a new birth of freedom, and that government of the people, by the people, for the people, shall not perish from the earth. Abraham Lincoln's Gettysburg Address.
Amen.
How apropos is that?
Yes.
We are in that war.
So you have a kind of a message of hope. You feel good about the future of America. You just feel like we need to... Oh, let me get you wiping your tears. That's good drama.
I agree with Roseanne Barr. We're a beautiful person. And again, she was always funny, always great. But she said it on my show. She said, I'm coming out here. This is the real me, and I'm going to show you. I'm going to lower my defenses as a little scared girl and all the things she went through, and I'm going to be who I really am. And we've seen that. I've got a chance to hang out with her quite a bit, and her son. They're great people. And she is optimistic, so am I, because we're learning how much trouble we're in. And then as we through that process, we turn this around. But, folks, if you don't realize how evil the New World Order is, because you're not a bad person. We're all sinners, but you don't want to hurt kids. You don't want to rob people. You like opening doors for little old ladies. You like living in a free country. You like being a nice guy. They're not like that, folks. And I understand it's hard for a lot of you to come to grips with that. It's hard for me to come to grips with it, but they're worse than we can imagine. And you have to really understand that if you're not an evil person, you just have a blind spot. And
who listens to radio at night? EMTs? Truck drivers? Law enforcement? And many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Gentlemen, final segment of this hour. Coming up next hour, I'm going to get into BlackRock and the huge developments with this new Project Veritas coup and so much more. But right now, I want to talk about President Trump, Senator Rand Paul, Ron DeSantis, and the rest of them. There was incredible political weight 3+ years ago with China shut down, all the fear-mongering, and the reports of massive death, because they were sending people with the flu or pneumonia back home to die all over the world under UN corporate directives through the hospitals. And they had people up there just fear-mongering. And Trump was trying to get every therapeutic out he could. He was pushing hydroxychloroquine. He was pushing, vitamin D3. He was pushing everything. You know, later he was pushing the so-called horse paste that really wasn't the horse paste, ivermectin, the miracle Nobel Prize-winning Japanese drug that's even been proven to be anti-cancer. It stops fast-replicating things, period. Whether it be microscopic worms, or whether it be syphilis, or whether it be Lyme's disease, or whether it be cancer, or whether it be viruses. I mean, it's incredible. And so people ask, well, why are you not too mad at Trump? I saw Trump as the optimist green-lighting everything. And I knew Fauci and them from past C-SPAN programs I watched with them and articles they wrote and things for decades were wanting to get rid of the old FDA system and be able to just bring drugs they wanted and vaccines they wanted right onto the market in an emergency. And 2 years before the COVID release, Fauci was on C-SPAN in 2017. And he said, you know, we played a lot of times here. He said, we're going to blow up the old system with probably a virus, a bird flu, out of China, and we're going to go right to giving you shots. So then they come out and say, oh, it's going to take 2 to 5 years to get a vaccine. Everything's got to stay locked down until then. Well, Trump's not an epidemiologist. He's not a virologist. He's not a pathologist. He just goes, no, 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 no. we've come to get a vaccine because they'd already told him, well, sir, we've got one we already made, but it's experimental, but we think it's safe. He's like, well, that's my plan. I'm going to save everyone because, you know, he thinks vaccines, he's a big medical guy. He's a germaphobe. He's got some blind spots. But until his son got sick with shots, I mean, he Barron, he was always taking all the shots. I mean, Trump is the type of guy like washes his hands like 50 times a day until they were bleeding. He had to get, like, psychological aversion training to one thing, be able to shake people's hands 20 years ago. So that's why it was so ridiculous to say he was being peed on, you know, by Russian prostitutes and the thing. That's the opposite of what Trump's into. I know folks that know Trump's sexual proclivity very well. I'll leave it at that. I mean, Roger Stone was his wingman for 20 years at least. So Trump is a very fastidious person. I'll leave it at that. And so I knew all that was a lie, but then I knew that, you know, Trump had gone along with it, wanting to be the hero. Because he was greenlighting everything. He said, anything experimental, do it, do it. They knew what they were doing and set him up. And I said 3 years ago, I said, they're going to set Trump up with this, and he's being pigheaded. And now you see DeSantis come out against him, the Democrats come out against him, as if we don't know that they themselves were quarterbacking it. And we've now seen Senator Paul come out against Trump. Because now all the knives are out for Trump, and all his former cabinet are coming out, and, you know, Bill Barr, Bob Barr, excuse me, not Bill Maher, Barr, can't keep track of them all, and Pompeo, they're all coming out against Trump right now. It's very fashionable. And so I've kind of held off on Paul. I talked some about Senator Paul from Kentucky, who I helped get elected. And he sits up there and pushes the shot as if it did good for somebody. And as if it did protect some people, that's a lie in all the studies now. It's not true. And he'll criticize blocking therapeutics. He'll criticize the lockdowns, the mask. He'll criticize where it came from and gain of function, which is great. I love that. But at least come out and admit now the shot never had efficacy. It was always a lie. They knew it was a lie. And then don't get cheap shots in on Trump. I can criticize Trump. My audience can criticize Trump. We told him day one we thought it was a really bad idea. And we're right. But Paul, who went along with the shot and told Trump warp speed was a good idea. In fact, Paul admits, and Trump said, well, I talked to Senator Paul. He's a doctor, and I trust him, and he told me, yeah, go ahead and do it. So you got the guy who believed it and didn't believe they put a deadly shot out and didn't read the actual stuff about mRNA, who still won't admit he's wrong, just like Trump. So let me tell you, if denial and sticking your head in the sand and being pig-headed is a virtue, which I don't think it is most cases, it's good to be bullheaded against the globalists because they can't tell Trump what to do. But it's also bad when we educate him, he won't listen. But if you judge things according to that, then we ought to have Senator Paul run as his vice president because they're both pig-headed as hell. If Senator Paul helped get warp speed done, and now he wants to dunk on Trump for defending Fauci and protecting Fauci and not firing Fauci. So, yes, I would say Trump is more guilty than Senator Paul for being part of the nightmare biomedical Tuskegee experiment 10.0 medical tyranny New World Order nightmare system. I'll give you that. I'd say Trump's a 3 on a scale of 1 to 10. Fauci's a 10. Bill Gates is an 11. Klaus Schwab's a 10. Okay? You know, it's a scale of 10, but Bill Gates goes even above it, along with the top globalists. Yeah, I'd say Trump's a 3 in culpability. And then I'd say Rand Paul's a 2.5. But just don't sit there on your high horse. Because seriously, I try to be a team player. I try to be nice to people that are better than others. I try to play patty cake with some of the more libertarian Republicans, but I'm done. Because we've been more accurate than Paul, more accurate than Trump, more accurate than everybody. And when the going gets rough and when it gets down to brass tacks, where's Senator Paul? On how I've been censored? Nowhere. Crickets. Where's his dad? Crickets. Ted Cruz has said more defending my free speech than the Pauls have. So, that's all I'm saying is Ron Paul and his son need to answer. Because Ron Paul knows what's going on. Where is he? Where is he on his son? So, since we're going to pass guilt here, since we're going to pass judgment here, I never pushed a shot that killed a bunch of people. I never pushed a shot that erased your immune system. And Senator Paul did. Do you want to sit on your high horses? I question mass shootings, Ron Paul. You guys want to sit on your high horses all day long? Okay, well then, you answer for how you push the poison shot. And then don't run your mouths about Trump, who they're trying to put in prison until you cleaned up your own house like Jesus said. You want to get the speck out of my eye? Get the bean out of yours. And look, I'm not angry at Paul. Okay? He's doing a great job on the gang of function and so many other things. But that's what pisses me off more. Because if I care about somebody and know they're smart and really respect them and they're doing bad stuff, I take it real personal because it means they know what they're doing. So don't think, Paul, Senator Paul, that we don't know, buddy. I know they tried to shoot you. I know they broke your ribs, punctured your lung, attacked you. You're a great guy. The left hates you. Understand, no more lukewarm, Bubba. No more. So here he is taking Bush. I'm an old Freudian slip. It's actually Bush is backing DeSantis. I was about to get DeSantis a minute, the Bushes. The point is, here is Paul taking Trump the woodshed. Here it is.
He should not be so proud of keeping Fauci around. Fauci was a menace to the truth. Talk about a fount of misinformation. It's Anthony Fauci. More misinformation came out of the government than any other source, so he should have fired him.
And the president responded to that question. Listen.
Ron DeSantis loved Fauci.
Sure, but you didn't fire him. You listened to him.
Well, he's a civil service where you're not actually allowed to fire him, but I wouldn't let that usually get in my way. You know, it's one of those things. But I never spent a lot of time with Fauci. Who did is Biden. Fauci became very powerful under Biden.
Is Fauci going to play a big role in the Republican primary?
It may, because Fauci did stick around. There may be civil service rules about actually firing him, but there's no reason he had to head up the pandemic committee, the COVID committee. So he was on the committee. In fact, he, if not the lead, he was the committee with the vice president. They met all of the time. And if you talk to Robert Redfield, he was pushed out. He was the one sane voice on the committee, and he was pushed out by Deborah Birx and pushed out by Anthony Fauci. And they spread the misinformation that immunity didn't work. The one thing that could have saved thousands of lives before the vaccine was that the nurses and the assistants and the people taking care of people in the nursing home, we should have put people in those positions who had already been infected and recovered, knowing that naturally acquired immunity would then protect those senior citizens from getting infected.
So, Paul's right. We shouldn't be made to take a shot when natural immunity is 100 times better. But 100 times better than what? It doesn't protect you. It's a lie. And that's come out. So he said something to help people more than the vaccine. The vaccine isn't a vaccine. Its ingredients were secret. It's caused all this carnage. It's a medical tyranny. And so Paul wants us all to forget about what he did. And I just want to get him fully on the team against the system. But whatever, he's playing it smart. That's what he thinks is going to get in my head. They've got new Hippocratic oaths at major universities like Columbia that you will be woke and you will carry out the tyranny. That's coming up. We got the BlackRock situation. We have the Dutch military triumphantly defeating the farmers to starve the people to death, but saluting the LGBTPS movement. We have so much coming up next hour. And Owen Schroer will be popping in with me as well. Infowars.com, Mars News Today. Please don't forget, the big sales will end this weekend. If you send them a week or so, they will end. Infowarsstore.com on X3, 25% off, and more. Infowarsstore.com, and I thank you for your support.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
We have three.